Heavenly Father, thank you for another time to reveal your glory. Thank you for another time to glorify your name. Lord, we have come into your presence this morning. As we delve into your word and venture into ministration, I ask that by your grace, by your mercies, you release the ministry angels. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it not be just an honorary service. Let the heavenlies fellowship with this congregation this morning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Put hands together for the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Today is not just our Sunday service. It is the first day of our fresh oil service. And the theme for this fresh oil service is basking in the latter glory. Basking in the latter glory. What I'll be doing this morning is just to go into the aspect of it, and then we'll continue tomorrow and end up on Tuesday. This morning, I will take my text from the book of James, and I'm going to read just chapter 5 and just verse 5. I hope this time they will change it and correct it appropriately. The book of James, chapter 5, verse 7. Maybe I should read from here. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until what? He received the early and the latter rain. The Bible says that the husbandman, who is the husbandman? It's like a farmer that plows the land, that tills the ground, expecting the harvest. I'm sure every one of us, we have been laboring this year, we have been sowing seed, we have been planting. The seed might be the business you are doing. The seed or the plowing might be your studies as a student. It might be your research as an academic. It might be some effort you are making, might be investments. Whatever you are doing, you are likened to the husbandman who is tilling the ground, expecting the harvest. But the Bible says that he has patience. He waits for it because you are expecting precious, not just fruit, precious fruit. So that you don't wait for it until you have what? The early and the latter rain. Let me tell you something. The blessings of God comes in two seasons of life. God brings his blessings in two seasons. The first, he brings the early rain that reveals the early glory. And next, he brings the latter rain, which reveals the latter glory. When the early rain comes, it brings hope. But when the latter rain comes, it brings celebration. Let me ask you this morning, which season are you? There are three sets. Those who have nothing, who don't have the sign of either the early rain or the latter rain. The second category are those who have the signs of the early rain. They begin to get some results. They are beginning to make some progress. But that is where it ends. Something bigger is yet to come, but they have the little crumbs. But this morning, whether you are yet to see or experience the early or latter rain, or you just have the little showers and you just have a big expectation, no matter the situation, your story is going to change. Amen. I say your story is going to change. Amen. You know, glory comes when story changes. Do you agree with me? There is no glory if you are not changing story. But what I'm trusting God to do this morning, let me tell you something. I am not a prophet. I don't lay claim to be a prophet. But God speaks to me from time to time. And when God speaks to me and I tell you about what God is saying, you better cleave unto it. As I was about standing up from where I was sitting down there to come and hold this microphone, God just told me, it so opened my eyes to see that some stories are about to change. Yeah. If you believe, say amen. Yeah. Whether you are watching me online, because I know many of our people have traveled, whether you are watching me online, whether you are listening through audio device, or you are physically, God told me just to tell you that I'm just about to change some stories. And I'm sure you will come back to give testimony. I said your story is just about to change. I don't know what story you have heard since the beginning of this year. I don't know whether things are be on the low side or be on the high side. But remember the Bible said, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And as God just told me, and I should tell you that some story are about to change, and I started picturing in my mind the picture of the man beside the pool of Bethesda. Know that man? He was helped to that place. Am I right? But he left there on his own accord. Every area where you needed people to do things because you can move forward. From now onward, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will empower you. You will be enabled to be able to move forward and do those things by the grace of God on your own. In the mighty name of Jesus. I may not be doing much of preaching this morning. I might be doing more declaration. And we're going to be calling upon the name of the Lord. The man at the pool of Bethesda came to my mind. That the story of this man changed. He was brought to that pool. He was helped. But he left that place on his own accord. Another thing that came to my mind about this man, when he came to that pool of Bethesda, he came as a symbol of sympathy. People sympathized with him, but they did not empathize with him. I've also told you there's a difference between sympathy and empathy. When people sympathize with you, they just have pity on you, but they do nothing. But when they empathize, they put themselves in your shoes. If they empathize with him, they would have stepped back, allowing him to be the one to go in when the water was stirred. But each time the water was stirred, they didn't give you a chance. They pushed him aside. They sympathized with him. They didn't empathize with him. When that man came, he was a symbol, an object of sympathy. But when he left with celebration. Are you listening to me? By the time he was in that place, he left as a celebrity. God, people were clapping, seeing the glory of God in his life. True of us. I don't know what has been your situation this year that somehow has called for sympathy, but you're about to be celebrated. Amen. I declare in the name of the Lord, you are about to be celebrated. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I said, without the change of story, there's no glory. And remember, I said God comes in two seasons. The early one that reveals the hope, and the latter one that reveals the glory. And that brings to my mind the life of Jacob. When God came to him with the early glory, he thought he carried blessings. He thought he occupied a privileged position. He thought he was in a special dispensation. Until the latter glory came and then became Israel. Jacob was the transition. Israel was the destination. That destination that you have in your mind, you are yet to get there this year. The Lord will take you there. Amen. I say my God will take you there. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Many of us, we are in a state of transition. We are going somewhere. We are yet to get there. There are some little blessings here and there. Yes, there are some little testimony here and there. But that's not where God is taking you. If you believe God is taking you higher, believe God is about to lift you high, believe God is pushing further, can you just lift your hand onto that and say, I believe it. I'm going higher. I'm going forward. And so shall it be. In the mighty name of Jesus. Things might have been rough. Things might have been hard. But let me tell you something. I don't know what is the yearning of your heart this morning. I don't know what is your cry before the Lord. I don't know what is your regret so far. I don't know what is your unmet expectation. But let me tell you something. What God has done, what God will do, and what's going to happen. Joel chapter 1, verse 9 to 20. I just want to let you know how God brings about the transition. Joel chapter 1, verse 19 to 20, please. Chapter 1, verse 19. Oh Lord, to thee will I cry. For the fire hath devoured the pasture or the wilderness, and the flame hath burned all the trees of the field. Verse 20. The beasts of the field cry also unto thee, for the rivers of water are dried up. And the fire had devoured the pasture of the wilderness. Do you see this cry? of the people of God here, here people suffered loss. Said the waters are dried up in the rivers. The trees are dried up in the wilderness. Everything looked as if it was tough. Here, the confidence of people was taken away. Their peace was affected. Their joy ceased. There was uncertainty. There was lamentation. But remember what the Bible says. It said that when men are cast down, then you will see there's a lifting up. There may be lamentation. There may be agony. There may be suffering. But when God moves in the lives of a people, as God is about and is moving in your life right now, when God enters into a situation, He changes the situation, the story, and brings the glory. And instead of lamentation, He brings celebration. I don't know your lamentation this morning, but I want to let you know, those who are lamenting, they are not unbelievers. They are the people of God. But let me tell you something. God is about to bring glory out of your wilderness. Amen. What did I say? Say, God is about to bring glory out of my wilderness. If you have ever read the book of Exodus chapter 16 verse 10 on Mount Sinai, the Bible said the people of Israel, they were looking toward the wilderness. It was wilderness they expected to see, but then the glory came. They looked towards the wilderness. But when looking at the wilderness, the glory of God came. Every area you look in your life this morning, and what you see is wilderness. Every area where you look towards this morning, and tears begin to draw on your cheeks. Every area you look onto this morning, I begin to feel some sorrow in your heart. As long as the Lord liveth, this morning, the Lord is going to bring His glory out of those places. In the mighty name of Jesus. I said, God, we bring glory out of your wilderness. I am making declaration this morning. I'm not preaching. And if you are sensitive in the spirit, you will catch it, you will log on to it, and when you get out of this place, you will pray into it. Remember, these 3 days, don't just leave it to what we say in the service. When you go out, you catch a rhema, go back on your knees, stand before the Lord, cry unto heaven, and then claim it. And you come back and give testimony. But after this cry and all that, came the word of assurance. Now move to chapter 2 of that same Joel. After the lamentation, chapter 1, go to chapter 2, verse 19 to 21 again. Joel chapter 2, we are going to read from verse 9 to 21. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto His people. And what is He saying? Behold, I will send you corn. I tell you, say amen.
Amen.
And wine.
Amen.
And oil.
Amen.
That's a complete combination. Corn for the meat, wine for the drink, oil to cook it. God is going to give you a complete package. Because whatsoever God does, it is perfect. Nothing is going to be lacking. Say, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and you shall be satisfied. God will satisfy your yearnings.
Amen.
He will meet your needs.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I will no more make you a reproach. Among the heathen. What I mean? Say, I'm going to take away your shame.
Amen.
Say, I will satisfy you. I will meet your needs. And I will take away your shame. That's when the glory of God can be revealed. When you are living with dissatisfaction, when you are living with reproach, when you have needs unmet, you cannot bask in the glory. But God say, I am here to satisfy you, to meet your need, to take away your shame. Then verse 20, go to verse 20. But I will remove far from you the northern army and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea and his inner part toward the utmost sea, and his stink shall come up and his ill savour shall come up because he has done great things. What do the Bible say here? Say, I will take away from you the northern army. Northern army stands for opposition. It stands for enemies. It stands for adversity. It stands for those prey on your destiny. It stands for barriers that the enemy has erected on your way. But God is saying, I am going to remove it far away from you. As you are stepping from October to November, you are stepping into victory.
Amen.
The Lord is dismantling the barriers.
Amen.
He's taking away the northern army. He's throwing them into the barren land. He's throwing them to the bottomless pit. He's giving you acceleration. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, I will take away the northern army. Then verse 21 quickly. Verse 21, fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. For the Lord will do great things. My friend, I don't know what has been happening this year, but God is about to do great things in your life. Things that hear, that we hear, we tingle. I want us to stand on our feet and just pray for a while. I want to stand on your feet and pray for a while. If you go back to the book of Joel, chapter 1, verse 19. Go back and project that book of Joel, chapter 1, verse 19. Look at it. Bible says, oh Lord, to thee will I cry. Who have you been crying unto? If you are a wife, are you crying unto your husband? If you are a husband, are you crying to your wife? If you are a child, are you crying to your parent? Are you crying to the government? Are you crying to people? But this morning, you have an opportunity to cry unto God, who cannot shut his hair for a cry of mercy. I don't know the things that you want to cry unto God for this morning. But what I know and what I'm sure of that as I was standing up to speak, and that's why I'm changing some dimension I wanted to use before. And I want to key in into what God has said. Said that I should tell you that some stories are about to change. Now, I want to give an opportunity to cry unto God. That story that must change. Can you cry unto him this morning? That story that you want to change. I don't know your situation. You know it. God knows. Can you just go? It's an individual thing. If you like, keep quiet. If you like, be looking around. If you like, be gentle about it. But this is the time. Bible says, cry, 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 cry. To thee, oh Lord, will I cry. Maska papa papa shindalaba. Cry unto him. Cry unto him. He said, I am about to change some story. Tell them some story about to change, but don't keep quiet about it. Tell God, what are those stories that must change? What are those things that must give way? Will you cry unto him? Maska papa, raida kaskapa, reseke pushkipa, rainde keske popos katalaba, raida sapailaga, reseke pashundo, reseke papa sindalaba, raanda kuskepo, ransaka papa, rakuskepo, risaka pashandalaba, raanda kuskepe pepepe, reseku pashandalaba. Rensi kapush kandalaba, reensi kapulaba, rinsa inga talaba shendeliba, raanda kuskepo, rinda kaskipa, raanda ruunda, rinda kaskipe, reese kepepe, ja anda kuskapa, ja katalaba, raanda kuskepo, ringa kashipa, ranga supopo, risa kapapa, ranga gaga sapaliga, randa kuskepo shidalaba, rengegeskepo. You see, only God can help. Only God can help. The help that you need is with the Lord. The help that you need is with the Lord. The help that you need is with the Lord. So cry unto him for help this morning. Cry unto him for help this morning. Cry unto him for help this morning. Yes, man soto lobobo, ska imba sutalaba, jan talaba, jiseke pepe sopoliba, ragaga santalaga. Remove your trust from men. Put your trust unto him this morning. Take your guests from every other place you are believing unto. Fix your guests on this morning. Let him know that unto him you are crying for help. Let him know that unto him you are trusting. Let him know that your absolute confidence and trust is in him this morning. Man satalaba, mesiga bashantalaba, yariba skatalaba, sekuba shandalaba, rinsika papa, risaka papa shanda, raanda katalaba, raanda katalaba, resekekeke sepo, rokokokoko sopo, resekekeke shipa, raanda kuskipo, rotoko skipo, rangaga sipe, reseke pushka, ragaga sipapa. Man si deliba, raanda kaskaba, reke skepo shiba, reende kuskaba, raanga kuskaba, man skete, regegege sepo liga, shehiba kasandalaba, reke sepo shiba laga, ema satalaba, emu skipo skupo shida laba, erega skampa laba, manga sipo kontoliba, emama kasapa laga, ema sapa laga, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now go back to Joel chapter 2 verse 19. Now you are going to declare the word of the Lord. Because the Lord said, yes, that verse 20, verse 9, yes. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto you, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and you shall be satisfied. Now speak of the Lord. Send me all I need to be satisfied. Send me all I need to be happy. Send me all I need to be comforted. Yes, send what I need, Lord. You know it, you have it. He does not only know it, but he has it, and he has the power to send, and nobody can obstruct. Now begin to ask that God, send unto me this morning what I need. Send unto me, oh Lord my God. You know it. You know my situation. You know my condition. Send unto me this morning. Send unto me this morning. Send unto me this morning. Your corn, your horn, in the mighty name of Jesus, and your wine, and let me be satisfied. Take away from me every form of dissatisfaction. Take away from me every form of lack. Take away from me everybody's satisfaction. In the mighty name of Jesus, Mesu Teliba, Yahiri Baba, Reese Kopo, Reeke Sepo, Raga Sapapa, Manse Teliba, Raanda Kuskepo, Ringa Sapapa, Ringa Sipopo, Resekepo Shidalaba, Raanda Kutalaba, Reke Skepo Laba, Rehenda Subaba, Raanda Suke Popo, Reisa Katalaba, Reende Shibalaba, Raanda Katalaba, Raanda Kakasibolibo, resaka papa mansa talaba rakakaka sapalega bakaka sapaliga andakuske po reke sepalaba jarima masa talaba ragagaga sapaliga resipa shantalaba renge siba andakuska ememe kuntolibo rente keke sepo rima shantalaba in the mighty name of Jesus. And he says, I will no more. I'm still reading verse 19. I will no more make you a reproach. I will no more make you a reproach. Father, every form of reproach, every form of reproach, every form, every dark spot in my life, every form of shame in my life, Lord, today, take it away, take it away, take it away. Every shame, every shame, every reproach, every shame, every reproach, every dark spot in my life, take it away, bleach it off, take it away, bleach it off by the blood of Jesus. Man said, Teriba, go to cry of the Lord this morning. You are going to ask for a change of raiment. A change of raiment. Can you begin to ask for a change of raiment? A change of garment. A change of raiment. A change of garment. A change of raiment. Maskipa papa. Renseke popo simple ba. Randa kuska papa. Randa kuka kaskambaliga. Renteke puska ba. Randa kuska pashinda. Randa kuske po. Randa kaska ba. Reende kuska ba. Reenda kuska ba shandalaba. Randa kuske po. Reseke popo. Randa kasi baba. Rinsa kapashinda liga. Brakasibo. Rogo go 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 sepa liga. Man site dege. Renge ge 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 ge. Reke ke ke sepo. Broko ko sopo liba. Ranga ga 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 sampa liga. Ra andu si popo. Rika skapa laba. Re en. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now I want to go to verse 20 of that chapter 1, chapter 2 rather. Verse 20. See, but for those who in English, when you use the word but, what does that mean? What does that mean? Contrast. For me, for this to happen, this must be done. Are you listening to me? This, what God said, I will do bad. Which means, if this is not done, the other one might be affected. Are you getting what I'm saying? I will give you 10,000 naira tomorrow morning, but you must visit my house by 7 a.m. If you are not in my house by 7 a.m., will you get that 10,000 naira? But I will remove far from you the northern army. God is never happy seeing his people suffering. God is never happy seeing his people repressed. God is never happy seeing his people in trouble. But there are some forces that keep people in that post. So for God to do that, he need to take away these forces. That's it. But I will remove far off. Can you see? When you show far, you move off. Far off. Far off from you, the northern army. Now you are going to cry unto the Lord this morning. Everything that the enemy has been using to obstruct your life, the glory of God, that has been impeding the move of God, that this morning, it's not you that will go to remove. God himself is the one who will go to that. God, take them away. Take them. Don't take them out. Take them out. Take them out. Take them out. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now begin to cry unto God. Take away from me the northern army. Take away to me away from me every adversary, every opposition. Take away from me. Let it far away from me. Take them away. Take them away. Take them away by your power. Take them away by your power. Take them away by your power. You say you fight for me, I will hold my peace. You say you fight for me, I will hold my peace, so that my story can change. Take away all this opposition in the physical, in the spiritual, whatever dimension they are using, whether I know or I don't know. Father, take them away. Take them away, that my story, my chain, and my your glory might be revealed in the mighty name of Jesus. Masatalaba, raka sapapa, raka kaka sapaliga, raka kaka sapapa, raka kaka sapapa kashipu. Everything waging war against my destiny, every army waging war against my destiny, against my advancement, every army waging war against my life, every army waging war against my progress, every army waging war against my life, against my advancement, Lord, today take them out, take them off, take them out, take them off for my life, for my way, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mansatalaba, mesekutalaba, yeshetiba, ratalakuskapa, ragagaga sapal, ragagaga sipapa, ragagaga sapal, ragagaga sapapa shida, ragasupolobo, rekeke sepo shadalaba, reensikapa shadalaba, ragaga sapa shapala, ranga sapa, rehisandalaba. Dakeje, o dakeje, dakeje, o dakeje, ogun aye mi, o dakeje, Jesu lo pala se dakeje, oya.
Dakeje, o dakeje, dakeje, o dakeje.
Now turn into prayer. Turn into prayer. Declare, declare, put a hand to the northern army, the activities of the northern army. Decree it, decree it, put it with the word of authority. God, Jesus has commanded, enforce it. Yes, mantalaba, reseke popopo, maka sinteliga. Lord, this morning, every northern army, Lord, this morning, every northern army waging war against your people, I put a hand to their activities. I take them off. I take them away. I put a hand to their activities in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Today, I say a hand has come to their operations in the lives of your people, even in this ministry. Every other army waging war against Cedar General Gospel Church, I put a hand to their activities this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Mantalaba, reseke popo, raansaka papa, raandakuske po, retekeke sepo libo, rakakaka sapapa, raandaka sepo koshepo, baka sapa shidalaba, reke sepo po shiboligo, ragasi papa shadalaba, reseka po shadalaba, raandu sepo shindalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, I will round up on this note. Haggai chapter 2 verse 9. We read it early this morning when Pastor Bello was leading us in the round up of worship. Haggai chapter 2 verse 9. And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, said the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, say the Lord of hosts. This morning, right now, in this place, the Lord will give you peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, peace in your business, peace in your home, peace in your study, peace in your place of work, peace in your body. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord said, I will give you peace. It's the Lord that has said it that will bring it to pass. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the rain. Healing the sick.
Confirming your way. Thank you for the ladder. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the rain.
Before I round up, I feel the grace for healing this morning. You are sick anywhere you are, just lift up your right hand. You have any form of sin, lift up your right hand anywhere you are, and I'm going to pray for you. Take that son again, are those who lift up their hand. They are not coming forward. I'm just going to stand there and pray for them. Take that someone that I've prayed, and then we'll then continue. Lift that your hand very well. Thank you for.
Thank you for the rain.
Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the thunder.
You are healing the sick.
Healing the sick. Confirming your
word. Thank you.
Thank you for the thunder.
Heavenly Father, I pray for these ones lifting up their hands, signifying their need to be healed by you. Father, whatever the form of sickness that's their body right now, let the power of the Holy Spirit descend upon them and heal them in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, by his stripes we are healed. By the anointing of the name, by the grace of the Almighty, I declare this one they are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Particularly, I don't know, maybe there are one or two people among you who have back pain. The Lord is healing you now. That back pain, the Lord is taking it away. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let that song again. Thank you for the rain.
Thank you for the rain.
God, whoever is that person who came to church this morning battling with ulcer, I pull the curse of God upon that ulcer now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the anointing of the Holy Spirit heal that ulcer now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the rain.
Thank you for the
latter rain comes, it sweeps away the shame, it sweeps away the debris, it removes the rubbles, and it brings glory. As I want to pray to random now, just tell God, what is that thing you want the latter rain to bring to your life? We go towards the end of this year. Just speak to God quietly in where you are, and after that I'm going to pray. Just speak unto the Lord. Mashi paka tralabaka ski paliga rinta kaka kaski prandalabaska mpashi paliga brite teteko ski prontalibaska praga shampaliga rantalibabaska paliba runse talabaska pashi paliga braka talaba ranta kaka kaka shi paliga. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, this morning I pray that by your mercies you visit your people.
Amen.
Those who are joining online, watching through YouTube, through Instagram, or listening via audio, and those who are here in the auditorium, my Lord and my God, visit them right now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Those who have experienced the early rain, give them the latter rain.
Amen.
Those who have missed out on the early rain, give them the latter rain.
Amen.
My Father and my God, every army of opposition against their life, every contention in their way, Lord, today, let the army of the Lord of hosts take them away. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, whatever has disturbed their peace, take it away.
Amen.
Take it away.
Amen.
Take it away.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let their story change.
Amen.
When there's a change of story, there's a revelation of glory. Change their story.
Amen.
Bring your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The remaining part of this year, let it be a time of honor.
Amen.
Let it be a time of celebration.
Amen.
For this your people.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is raining all around me.
I can feel it.
I love open the windows of heaven, pour the rain of glory upon your people this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. As they are soaked with the rain of the almighty glory, let shame disappear in the mighty name of Jesus. Let reproach be washed away in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the barrier be taken away by the flood of the rain of the almighty, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be celebration. Let there be celebration. Let there be celebration in the camp of your people, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying.